Sunshine and warm temperatures will continue today, tomorrow, and right on into Saturday. Then some big changes as a nice little cool front rolls through the area. I've dropped the temperatures even a little bit more by the time we get to Sunday into early next week, although I will say it looks relatively brief. Looks like we warm up again middle and end of next week and might see a little rain in about a week's time or so. And, of course, we need it again after now approaching a week since that last nice rain on last Friday. So, anyway, sunshine today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Temperatures reach well into the 80s inland, about 80, the lower 80s today at the beaches. But the winds will start to become more offshore tomorrow and especially by Saturday. So some of those very warm temperatures will get all the way to the beaches. Little, if any, rainfall until very late Saturday and then especially Saturday evening. And that's when the cold front approaches and we can expect a band of showers along that front. But it still does not look like significant rain. May see a shower as early as very late in the afternoon on Saturday, just to the north and west of Jacksonville, parts of Nassau and Baker County, maybe northwestern Duval. And then it moves across the area early Saturday evening. Looks like less than a quarter of an inch of rain. And then we clear it out very quickly later Saturday night and awake Sunday morning to much drier air, much lower humidity, cooler temperatures. It'll be a breezy day, downright windy at our beaches. And Sunday's temperatures will only reach near 80 degrees. And it'll be really nice at night, Sunday night. We drop into the 50s, pretty much area-wide. The beaches will stay in the 60s. But you get inland at all, away from any of those water areas, and you're talking about temperatures down into the 50s, likely a couple of nights, Sunday night and Monday night. So some really good news as far as temperatures go in the longer range. We won't be too far from record highs on the weekend on Saturday. The record high is 93, forecasting a high of about 89 or 90 degrees inland, only to see the temperature dropping off by Sunday night into the 50s. So a nice little change of pace there and range in temperatures. Not unusual as we get deeper into fall in the middle of October. In the tropics, we continue to monitor that disturbance to the east of the Bahamas. It's trying to organize somewhat, a little more shower and thunderstorm activity, but even if it were to organize much, and it doesn't look like it will develop into much at all, but it will be pushed off to the east and northeast and then weakening later in the week by late Friday into the weekend. It's just not an issue for all practical purposes, especially as far as we're concerned here in Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Pamela came ashore as a low-end hurricane on the coast of northwest Mexico from the Pacific side yesterday early in the day. It's weakening over the mountainous terrain, but adding some tropical moisture to the heavy rainfall set up for Texas. And I still do believe that the last week to 10 days or so of October, we have to carefully monitor the Caribbean and/or Gulf of Mexico, maybe far southwest Atlantic, for some later in the season tropical development. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.